This is Dabu 7. Some new information connected to East Palestine in this huge mess that's going on up in Ohio. We see that in Greece and in other countries, people are out protesting because of the bad train wrecks. Here in America, we can't seem to find a protest for nothing. In the meantime, they're telling us tens of thousands of animals have already died and more dying. They're now saying thousands are dying in these state parks. And some of the newest information here pointing in that direction. We have info coming out of the local newspaper, Ohio Star, talking about wildlife biologists stating that the federal forestry has received hundreds of reports over the last several days of forestry workers discovering hundreds of dead animals in Ohio's parks. So this is in many different parks, many different areas. Several labs across the country have received specimens. Whole minks, deer, elk, worms, the livers from those animals as well. And they're finding toxicities that are off the charts. And it is the exact chemical that was released out of East Palestine. So this is spreading far and wide, even to the west, away from where the wind was blowing. These state parks seeing animal deaths. And this is just a continual problem. Now let's look at the workers. We have a top union leader penning a letter to Pete Buttigieg telling him that out of all the workers that were sent to the front lines, none of them were given the proper PPE by Norfolk Southern. None of them. They're still complaining of migraines, nausea, all kinds of symptoms. And they're saying that they were willingly exposed to these chemicals at the direction of Norfolk Southern. So this continues to be a mess. There's also a list of demands here that they're asking for in terms of the people out of Norfolk Southern. They're asking for relocation for anyone that wants it. They're asking for an independent environmental testing, which should already be going on. They're asking for ongoing medical testing and monitoring, which should already be going on. There was one guy in town there that says he cannot find a toxicologist to give him a test. They won't let them in. Something huge is going on with this. Number four here is dispose of the toxic waste safely, like they should have already started doing and be doing. And number five, that Norfolk Southern pay 100% of the cost, and they should. Join me on the live streams where I break this down further Monday and Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern on Dabu 777. You'll find links below. Hit that subscribe button for more.